Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. You are tuning in to another exciting episode of the Buckeye Advisor, and that would be me. I am Woody Bowling and your host for the Buckeye Advisor every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. here at 94.5 The Answer in Dayton. Super excited to bring in my sidekick for the show today and basically probably every week, Mr. Sam Davis. How are you?
Woody, I'm happy to be here, and I hear that it's a very special day today here on the show.
Sam, I'm not sure what Birdie told you that, but you are correct. It is my birthday, July 9th, I must confess, and thank you.
Well, congratulations on another trip around the sun, and I hope you've got some fun celebrations, maybe a slice of cake in your future.
Yeah, it's a great birthday weekend so far, and I always get a kick out of people like on Facebook that are friends, especially the ladies, it seems. They like to celebrate their birthday all month, and I'm not sure that's a terrible idea. I just need to sell my wife on that idea.
Yeah, I have a similar experience. My wife takes the whole month of April for herself, and me, on the other hand, I remember that it's my birthday for about the 12 hours that I'm awake that day, and then I move on to the next day. It's funny.
Exactly. I think we share those values and those situations because we're probably guys, and it seems like there are subtle differences between men and women if people have not noticed, but I think people have.
That's right. That's right. Always want to remind people, Woody, whether it's your birthday or not, that they can visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com to learn more. And if you missed part of a previous show, or if you have to run along later this hour and miss part of today's show, the Buckeye Advisor is available wherever podcasts can be found. So you can listen to Woody on demand whenever you like. So Woody, let's get things started with, you know, questions that you're getting from clients. What's going on in the markets this week? You know, we just celebrated America's birthday last week and we're pushing through the dog days of summer, as they say. So what's on your mind as we enter another week here in the markets?
You know, what's on my mind is I would love to wave a magic wand over this crazy stock market and this crazy economy that people have to endure and persevere through. And I think, you know, that's one of the biggest things about Americans as we just celebrated the 4th of July. You know, Americans have a history of persevering. And to me, I'm not sure there's a better attribute that we can have as people, because life is always throwing us curveballs, whether it be personally, financially, a job, the stock market, whatever it is. So, you know, I'm always upbeat. I'm a half full cup kind of guy. And the market continues to tread water. I think probably the best description I can think of is just been treading water now for a couple of weeks. You know, we have a good solid up day followed by a mediocre down day. Lots of that going on. Gas prices, you know, are dropping very slightly, but not enough to make a difference. And, you know, I don't care what your politics views, your political views are. When you pay $5 a gallon of gas, that affects people. And it just kind of weighs. I think there's been so much negativity this year. It's the worst first half of the year for the S&P 500 since 1970. That's a long time, 52 years, as a matter of fact. So that and all the other negativity with inflation running over 8.5% for the month of May, we don't have June's numbers yet, or we'll have those very shortly. a lot of negativity. And Sam, I think that just weighs on a lot of people's minds. I don't know about you, but it weighs on me. And I think it's just only human nature to be barraged constantly every day and every week with negativity and negative news.
And it makes sense that people are concerned. I understand what has people worried, because we're seeing a lot of the same things that you guys listening are seeing as well. And the reason why maybe you've got a bit of anxiety or nervousness about things is, no matter how much money you have, the money that you do have is important to you. And that's why we come on the air each and every Saturday to educate and inform you about some options that you have. Because when times are tough, it's not the time to put your head in the sand, right? It's time to have a plan. That's what we think.
Yeah, I mean, smart risk is what it's all about. I mean, we love the fact that whether you're 50, whether you're 70, whatever the scenario is, we're going to offer some advice, some assistance that's probably going to help you in a better direction. And I think that's what drives us to do this show every week, Sam. It's what makes me get out of bed every day. And it also makes me sleep well at night, knowing that I'm helping people really with their future. And, you know, even though we can't predict the future, we can look back at trends over time, especially when it comes to the stock market. And we've seen so many cyclical bear markets, and we've seen so many recessions. And there are similarities to the first half of 2022 that we can go back and look at some of the prior recessions over the last 50, 60 years. And I can argue that we're in one. The data to support that's not going to be in until later this month. So whether we technically fit the definition of a recession with two quarters in a row of declining gross domestic product or GDP, I think we will hit it. I think we'll see it. But I think most of our listeners probably feel like they've already been in it, right? And no matter whether you've got $1 million or whether you've got $100,000 or whether you've got $20,000, you know, when you spend way more at the grocery store and for everything else that you do just to function, it makes an impact on your budget. And I think having a budget, super important. And I think that is something that people fail to realize, of all ages, the importance of having a budget, and not only just putting it down on paper, but making it realistic. And I think that what I've seen is when people do that, and when we can really be realistic, how much are you really going to spend? And what do you actually really spend when you go out and actually do it? It makes a big difference, and it can change the numbers. It can change the amount of savings that people can accumulate over a number of years and make a dramatic impact later on in life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, having a plan is so vital, and really a personal budget, a family budget is one of the most basic fundamental plans that you could have when it comes to your finances. And I think Americans by and large do a pretty good job when times are tough of, you know, cutting out those discretionary expenses and not spending as much as they have to. But, you know, there are things like putting gas in the car and putting food on the table. Those are going to be the last things to go ever. And those things are continuing to go up in price. And, you know, before we get to our quote of the week, we've got some information. We hear so many people that are worried about what's going on in the stock market, and they're saying, oh, I just went to cash, or I put everything into cash. And we've got some information. You know, obviously we say over the weeks, you know, our crystal ball is still in the shop. It's not working. We can't predict the future. However, stocks in general have historically performed well during times of inflation. So even though we've touched bear market territory this year, it can also be seen as an opportunity for a long-term investor. If you zoom out and you look at the U.S. stock market over a longer period of time, you see that the stock market has generally provided great gains over multiple decades. So, you know, cutting off your retirement and savings contributions for any period of time is likely to have an effect decades from now. And it makes sense, Woody, that, you know, people going into cash, they take the risk off the table. They take their money out of the Wall Street casino, so to speak. And so they feel a little better psychologically, but then you're still in a somewhat depreciating asset in cash in the US dollar, right? With inflation, as more and more money enters the marketplace, the value of each individual dollar you have goes down. So what would you say to those people that have gone to cash or are maybe considering going to cash because of their emotions regarding the markets?
Yeah, I mean, that is a really good point. And people need to give a lot of thought to that, and to not react emotionally is not an easy thing to do, especially for people that don't have an advisor who can sit with them and really not just hold their hand in a physical way, but mentally, you need somebody taking the journey with you, somebody that's been through life's experiences, somebody that's going to have their own money invested alongside yours in similar portfolio strategies and tactical money management strategies that I use, that we use to help clients through good times and bad times. And, you know, having money in cash is great. You need it. We need to have a 6 month or so reserve in cash. I think that's the great starting point. Number two, if you've got those emergency expenses, you're going to be prepared. You're not going to have to pull out of current investments. You know, in the long run, when you invest, if you can do it strategically and you can do it regularly on regular intervals, you're going to take advantage of the fact that you can buy at all kinds of different price levels. And if you're in a 401k, I beg you, please do not stop your 401k inputs. Please, especially if your company matches. If your company matches, you're giving away free money that can be used years down the road, that can grow exponentially. And yeah, you're right. We've had a turbulent market this first half of the year that we experienced a little bit like this in COVID when it started in March, April of 2020. But you know, what we're seeing now is different. We've got a lot of different things going on. But you know, as far as individuals in cash, we need some. But for long-term strategies, cash is not a great option. And we talked about other options. We want you to stay invested. We want you to ride it out. You're going to need to. We've got history on our side. And that is the main thing people need to know, is that it's going to eventually be okay. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help people understand and point out history, because history tends to repeat itself, right? That's what it usually does. It just may take a different level of time before it comes back around. That's the part that we never know. And then the other part, depending on your age and your own comfort level and how much risk you're okay with your money, then you need to have part of your portfolio that's dedicated to some safe money strategies that are going to produce a good return. It may not be as great as the stock market's long-term return, but not knowing when the market's going to bounce back, having a portion of your portfolio invested in a safe money strategy is the way to go. And more advisors today, especially independent fiduciary advisors like myself, I can do business with virtually any company I want to on the insurance side of my business. And I'm only looking for the best, strongest companies that can keep promises to my client, whether it be a Medicare policy, a life insurance policy, or whatever it is. But long term, if you keep the course and stay focused, and you are going to reap the rewards of where you want to be in retirement. And that's the challenge, is to have that intestinal fortitude to stick with it. I've talked to several do-it-yourself investors that do their own investing, and they got emotional during COVID. They got emotional during this year, earlier this year, and they went to cash in a big portion of their portfolios, and it was a huge mistake. So then they live with the regret of trying to time the market. And Sam, I'll tell you, we cannot time the market, because like you said, our crystal ball is broken. It's still in the shop. Not sure if we'll ever get it out and it's going to be working properly. But for those do-it-yourselfers that try to time the market and try to get out at the right time and get back in the right time, for most people, the highest majority of people, that is a disaster. Either that's already happened or going to happen.
Yeah, I get asked all the time, Woody, when should I invest in the stock market? And my response is always, you're asking the wrong question. It's not a question of when, because if you try to time the markets, you're going to drive yourself crazy. And more than likely, you're going to end up making the wrong choice. It's how should you invest? It should be a part of a strategy. You should have a plan when you go in with regards to how you're going to invest in something like the US stock market. And I love that you brought up the fact that everybody out there has a different risk tolerance. No two clients, no two families that we work with and we see in this industry are the same, because it's so much more than how much money you have. You could have two individuals, each have $1 million. Their situations are entirely different. They could be different ages. They could have different goals. They could have their assets in different areas of the market. Maybe more is in real estate. Maybe the other has more in the markets. Maybe one person has $1 million, but it's all in something called a Roth IRA. So they're looking at a tax-free $1 million. That's a big thing. And we've talked about that in past episodes, and we'll talk about it a little bit later. But I think this brings us to our quote of the week, Woody, and it comes from a gentleman by the name of Warren Buffett. His quotes have been featured on this show before. And this week's quote of the week by Warren Buffett is, "The more you learn, the more you earn." I'll say that again. The more you learn, the more you earn. What do you think about that, Woody?
Well, Warren Buffett normally is not someone that I would put a lot of stock in what he says. Just joking, of course. Warren Buffett is probably the most respected voice in America when it comes to investments. And his company, Berkshire Hathaway, has consistently outperformed the S&P 500 over a couple of three decades now. So that is not an easy task. But Warren Buffett, he really also believes in you understand what you're investing in. He likes things simple. So he invests in companies that he understands their business. He buys insurance companies. He understands the concept of insurance. He buys real estate companies because he understands that people need a home to live in and that it's always going to be bought and sold. So, Buffett, huge, huge guy to follow and to listen to. You know, when he does his annual address to the shareholders meetings, it is always a very well-received message because people are hinging on every word he says.
Absolutely. And talking about his company, Berkshire Hathaway, outperforming the market, we're looking right now. And if you look at the S&P 500, which is a pretty good standard metric for the health of the market, year to date, the S&P 500 is down about 19.5%. And Berkshire Hathaway is down about 8.7%. So sometimes it's not about how good you do in the good years, but it's how bad you're doing in the bad years. And he's really protected Berkshire Hathaway this year in what's been a tough year for the markets. So a wise quote from a wise guy.
Yeah, exactly. And, like you said, the power of zero sometimes in a down year. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit more in today's episode. Sometimes when the market's way off and you're down zero on at least a portion of your assets, that's a win.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those people that maybe have gone to cash or were thinking, is going to cash the right thing? You know, we would beg you to consider other options for protecting and growing your wealth. And we want to talk about one of those right now. And you have a book to offer all of our listeners today, right, Woody?
I do. The book is called Annuity 360, and it's written by a colleague and a friend of mine, Mr. Ford Stokes. He is an advisor in the Atlanta metro area, and Ford's been around a long time and a very smart guy, and he collaborated with some other folks to put the numbers together for this book. It is a phenomenal resource. If you want to understand annuities from A to Z, this is the book to have. Just reach out to me, and my phone number is 937-974-6201, and I'll be happy to get you a copy of Annuity 360 in the mail right away.
Yes, and you can also visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com to get that phone number, get in touch with Woody, get your copy of Annuity 360, and learn more for yourself, because like Warren Buffett says, the more you learn, the more you earn. And we're actually going to go ahead and play a sample chapter from Annuity 360 about reducing risk in your portfolio with annuities. So let's go ahead and play that right now.
Chapter 16, reduce risk in your portfolio with annuities. Big idea. An annuity can protect against several risks that can affect retirees and pre-retirees and offer a better financial safety net than other investment types. One of the biggest benefits of investing in annuities is reducing risk in your portfolio. With current market volatility, pre-retirees and retirees are more concerned than ever about their retirement funds and protecting their hard-earned wealth. We believe that annuities can be the answer to risks in your portfolio. Longevity risk. Retirees and pre-retirees are concerned about outliving their wealth. We have offered some strategies in this book that will stretch your retirement funds, such as following the 4% rule. But annuities can offer even more protection against this fear. We are living longer, so it is important to plan for at least 3 decades of retirement. An annuity can help create an income you can never outlive. Your money will last for your entire retirement by utilizing monthly, quarterly, or yearly distributions from your annuity account after your money grows during the accumulation phase. Market risk. Fixed index annuities can protect you from market risk. These annuities are not actually invested in the market. They are only tied to a specific market index. This means that you enjoy all the benefits of your market index when it performs well, but you are not exposed to any of the market risks should your index perform poorly. You will either make money or remain flat. You will never lose any money. Zero is your hero. Inflation risk. Annuities can offer riders that can help you adjust for inflation. Even though a rider might reduce your payout, protecting yourself from inflation will ensure that your money lasts and is not exposed to any unnecessary risk. It is important to have an annuity with a payout linked to the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, instead of one that increases at a fixed rate each year to ensure you are protected against inflation risk. An annuity that increases at a flat rate each year does not offer sufficient protection against inflation. Sequence of return risk. An annuity with a lifetime withdrawal benefit can counteract the effects of a down market at the start of your retirement. Research conducted by RetireOne has shown that you can flip 15 years of returns from retiring during a recession to retiring during a market that is up and completely change your retirement outlook. The positive returns would offset your withdrawals and grow your assets before your account felt the effects of a negative return. Consider a smart safe plan. With a smart safe plan, your money is invested not in the market. The characteristics of investing not in the market include growth with safety, market upside, limited to no downside, principal and gains protection, low cost, 0 to 1% annual fee, time horizon of 7 to 14 years, can earn 5 to 7% annually. Options are available for guaranteed income. Here are some examples of not in the market investing. Bank CDs. The annual percentage yield, APY, is about 1 to 2%. Your time horizon is typically 1 to 3 years, and you cannot access the funds until the contract is up. Treasuries. The APY is about 3%. Your time horizon is 10 years, and you cannot access the funds until the 10 years is up. Fixed annuities. The annual percentage yield is between 3 and 4%. Your time horizon is typically 4 to 7 years. You are able to access the funds during the contract period. Multi-year guaranteed annuities, or MIGAs. You get between 2 and 4% growth on your principal depending on the duration of your policy. This is less growth than a fixed index annuity, but it is guaranteed. The annuity company is required to pay you the rate they promise for the duration of your policy. Fixed indexed annuities. You receive between 5 and 7% growth on your principal. The time horizon is 7 to 14 years, and you do have access to the funds in your account if you need them. A smart safe plan does not invest your money directly in the market. Your investment is tied to an index without being invested directly in it. This means that you get a portion of the market gains without the market risk. You may want to consider investing in a fixed index annuity over other not-in-the-market options. If you invest in treasuries or CDs, you will lose ground in your investment due to inflation. Investing in a fixed index annuity will likely cut down on your inflation risk. We prefer accumulation annuities because they minimize your risk in several areas and they lock in your gains through the use of point-to-point protection periods, meaning you won't lose money.
All right, welcome back. We hope you enjoyed that audio chapter of Annuity 360. Phenomenal information, and we'll be happy to pass that information via the actual book and also via a no obligation appointment consultation with me, the Buckeye Advisor. Our goal is to help you get where you're going and get it there as smoothly as possible.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Money.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Remember, all of Woody's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to The Buckeye Advisor and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. I don't care what you say
anymore. This is my... All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Woody Bowling. Welcome back to part two of the Buckeye Advisor right here on 94.5 FM, The Answer in Dayton, Ohio. But of course, we serve clients in all sorts of areas of Ohio and other places in this beautiful country. I want to welcome back Sam Davis again for part two. Sam, you made it through part one unscathed, it appears. You still look good.
We're doing all right. We're here educating the people, helping them learn more so that they can earn more today.
I heard that Warren Buffett said that. And if you did not catch segment one, in part one, we talked about that as our financial wisdom quote of the week. And Warren Buffett was the man that said it, a very well-respected gentleman who has a couple of dollars in the bank himself, I think.
Yeah, I think he's doing all right for himself. But you know, he hasn't entered retirement. I don't think, at least not in his head. You know, because retirement is really a state of mind. You know, you can look at it as the next starting line in your life rather than the finish line of your life. And we think that's a healthy way to think about it.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I've got a couple of clients right now that I've come in. Run into over the last few months and in their early 50s, and they have very nice 401k plans that will eventually be rolled into IRAs. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, a couple of them had side businesses going right now that they want to pursue when they get out of the hustle and bustle of going to work and checking in, clocking in every day. So, you know, retirement can be a lot of different things. A lot of people want to spend time with grandkids. Some people want to travel. Some people want to sit on their back porch and do very little because they've worked hard for 30, 40 years, you know, going out every day to the job site and or the office, whatever their pursuit during their job was. So, you know, retirement's a great thing, and our goal is to help people get ready for it, but also when they're coming close to it and when they're already in it, our strategies are going to be effective for those people very, very well also. And, you know, that's why we're doing the show, Sam.
Absolutely. We want to help people get to and through retirement, and you can learn more and get in touch with Woody and the show online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And Woody, that brings us to one of your favorite parts of the show. It's the dad joke of the week. So what do we got this week, Woody?
It is, Sam. I just want to clarify, because I get sometimes as people search for the Buckeye Advisor, advisor is spelled A-D-V-I-S-O-R. So the Buckeye Advisor with an O-R.com. And you're right. The next dad joke segment is ready for takeoff. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, Sam. Why do bees have sticky hair?
Why do bees have sticky hair? Well, I know they work in the honey business, but I do not know the answer. Why?
It's because they use a honeycomb.
A honeycomb. That is clever. That's very good.
Yes, I like it. It's a great dad joke. And there's no extra charge to our listeners for that.
Awesome. So tune in next week for our next dad joke of the week and visit the Buckeye Advisor online. You can also subscribe to the podcast to listen to past episodes, including past dad jokes of the week. And that brings us to another fun little segment. We're going to play a little right or wrong because there's a lot of misconceptions out there regarding retirement. We get a lot of questions each week. And so we're going to play a little right or wrong, Woody. I'm going to make a statement and then you're going to tell me if that's right or wrong and give me a little bit of an explanation if I need one. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. And I will try to correct you if you do happen to be wrong anything. I'll try to do it gently.
All right. I could use that. It's been a long week. All right, here we go. Right or wrong, there's no way to generate tax-free income in retirement.
Sam, you would be wrong on that one. So I would respectfully disagree with that comment. There are different ways to generate tax-free income. Those ways would include Roth IRAs. They would get tax-free withdrawals from those. You can get tax-free earnings on your Roth IRAs. And also, not only the Roth IRA is such a wonderful tool, but there's also life insurance policies that can help generate eventually over time a tax-free income. And I can tell you, my favorite tax rate is zero. And people say, you know, during when I meet with people and we talk about what tax bracket they're in, some of the things as we look at current income levels and projected retirement income levels, you know, whether it's 22, 24, 32, you know, I always tell them I would prefer zero for my tax bracket. And those Roths, as well as some universal life and policies that are indexed to give people some great opportunities for growth, can provide exactly that, a tax-free income vehicle in retirement.
All right. Well, that's good news then. I'm glad to be wrong on that one. And it's good to know that there are tax-free income options in retirement. And if you want to learn more and see how you can implement some of those into your plan, you can get in touch with Woody at thebuckeyeadvisor.com or give him a call. All right. Next, right or wrong, you can generate your own personal pension even if you're no longer working.
That is right. And you can do that in a couple of different ways. You know, some of the fixed indexed annuities that we use that allow growth based on an index that is linked to some form of the market will help you grow your money on a tax deferred basis. And that's if it's non-IRA money, it will be tax deferred. And of course, if it's an IRA, it's going to be tax deferred anyways. It's going to help you create a personal pension plan because you can do all kinds of things with it. As far as income setups, you can start withdrawals. You can stop withdrawals. They give you a world of flexibility because if you're going to go into retirement and you're like, I'm not sure if I'm going to work, maybe the first year or two, I'm not going to do anything. And you start your withdrawals and then maybe you decide, oh, I'm going to do a part-time job. It's something I want to do. Or maybe I've got my own business I just started and it's starting to bloom and flourish somewhat. Then you can stop your withdrawals. You may not need them and you can just pick them back up later on and let your money to continue to grow. And so it's a beautiful way to create a personal pension for yourself.
Well, that's great news, Woody, because I know not everybody had the opportunity to earn a pension during their careers. You know, in many businesses and in most sectors of the workplace these days, pensions are not an option as much anymore. Or maybe even if you do have a pension, you would like to have an additional personal pension to help supplement that amount, develop and generate the income that you need for your expenses during retirement. So it's good to know that you can build your own personal pension and learn more online from Woody at thebuckeyeadvisor.com. All right. The third statement, third right or wrong here, you can increase your Social Security benefit by waiting additional time past your full retirement age.
That is 100% correct, Sam. So you got two out of three right, and that's not a bad score, especially if you're a major league baseball hitter. You would be on an MVP level right now. You know, what people misunderstand about Social Security is, you know, when Social Security was set up many, many decades ago, the average lifespan was about 60, 61 years old of an average American. So what they don't understand is if they start their Social Security at age 62, they're taking a very large reduction, a 25 to 30% reduction on their monthly benefit, depending on what age they started. And that's not just for the 1 month or 2 months, that's for the rest of their life. So if they miss out on a $500 a month because they start at 62 versus waiting until 67, they've cost themselves tens of thousands of dollars over their lifetime, depending on how long they live, of course. And then on just the opposite, you can actually turn that around into a positive if your full retirement age or your FRA is 66 and a half or 67 in 1 month. If you wait an additional 3 years to age 70, the government's going to reward your patience by giving you an additional 8% per year. That's a good way to give yourself a raise if you've planned correctly and you can still wait. You know, it goes back to people's budget and their own situation. We always talk about everybody being unique. I understand for everybody, waiting to age 70 to get their Social Security is not an option. That's not right or wrong. That's just life. And that's just playing the cards that you're dealt and living with those things. So we're not saying it's right or wrong. If you can wait, waiting is a great thing. And remember, if you're a husband and when you pass away, guess what happens? Your wife, she gets the higher Social Security benefit of the two, the couple that were actually getting the Social Security benefit. So if you wait and yours is $3,000 and hers is $1,500 or whatever, she's going to get the higher Social Security benefit upon you passing. And that is a gift that will keep on giving month after month after month for the rest of her life as well.
So it sounds like taking your Social Security benefit too early could cost you, but waiting could pay you some rewards down the line. So when it comes to planning for Social Security, whether it's an individual or a couple, do you work with people and help them plan out the best way to use that benefit?
I do. And it's part of our in-depth process of really getting to know people. When I get together with people and meet them for the first time, it's kind of a back and forth exchange of information. People want to know about me and about my background and my history and how I help people. And I need to know all the things about them that are going to affect the recommendations that I make. As a fiduciary advisor, I'm going to make recommendations possibly on their insurance, on their Medicare, if they have it or when they need it, on life insurance, potentially on their investments in the market, if they have a 401k or a current IRA or a current non-qualified investment plan, I can get their statements. I'll bring them back. I will run it through our system. I will identify areas of weakness that potentially can save money on fees. Many people are concerned about, am I paying too much in fees? What are my fees? They don't understand how the mutual funds work, whether it's a class A or B or C mutual fund. So the whole goal is to educate and to let people know, look, this is part of an overall holistic evaluation of where you're at today and where you can be or where you want to be down the road. And that's what makes it such a building block for a long-term successful relationship with a fiduciary advisor, where I am always going to put the best interest of the client forward. And that is an obligation that I have and am super glad that I do.
Yeah, it's very understandable that people have so many questions and concerns. And just like with this little segment we had here, right or wrong, you know, there are a lot of misconceptions out there, partly because there's just so much to know. And you may have heard the saying, you don't know what you don't know, right? And that's okay. It's okay. And when it comes to something as important as your personal finances and making sure that you and your family are taken care of, you know, you should seek to educate yourself. And like Warren Buffett said, and we've been repeating throughout this episode, the more you learn, the more you earn. So, you know, what are the, you know, main options that you're discussing with people when it comes to starting to formulate a plan, Woody? I know that there are Social Security as a component of that. We were just talking about that. Medicare can be a component of that. Taxes can be a component of that. And you can see how this gets very complex. So what is the process like when you work with people, and how do you start to formulate a plan for them?
You know, really, it's based upon their age, their employment status. Are they going to retire soon, or are they already, or are they going to in 5-10 years? You know, all those things are taken into effect, because time and the time horizon, you know, that part of the equation, it's I can never understate how important that is. Because if you're 55 or 50 and you're not going to retire for 10, 15 years, you have a lot more different time frame, you have different goals, and you have time to recover in the event of a severe market downturn, versus someone who's 65 or 70 that wants to start taking money from their funds immediately upon retirement. So those two scenarios couldn't be more different, and I see people in all those spectrums. So once we understand the goals, the current situation, then we're going to run numbers, and we're going to come back with some solutions and recommendations to more than likely have a couple of different options to protect a part of that overall savings investment account that you've got. We're going to protect a portion of it. What percentage of it is going to be a joint decision with me and the client? And but it's based on their comfort level. You know, it's not a one size fits all. You know, in the first segment, you talked about two people that had $1 million at retirement, and they could be very different. And they can be extremely different, because one person, and I've seen it, can live in a very modest house and have very modest furniture, drive a very modest 15-year-old car, and they have no desire that anyone would ever realize they have $1 million for retirement. Right. Then the other person could be driving a very, very nice car, could actually still have a mortgage on an extremely expensive house. So you see it all. You see different spectrums. So, you know, no recommendation is going to fit all people, but that's the fun about what we do. And, you know, it's to tweak it and to really come back with good information. You know, Google is such a great tool, and I think every one of our listeners has jumped on Google or said, "Hey Siri, what does this mean? Hey Siri, what's a mutual fund?" Right? So everybody does that. But the danger in all the information on the internet is people think they could just do it themselves, and they leave out some of the key aspects of things that maybe a couple of articles they read online leaves out. And you know, when you're working with someone that's local or maybe a state or two away that is willing to make the drive to meet with you, that makes all the difference in the world, because you've got someone that's responsible for your success along the journey. And that's where I come in as a fiduciary advisor to help people, because I want to be responsible for helping people with that successful journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get in touch with Woody a couple different ways. You can give him a call, and we'll give you the number here. The number is 937-974-6201. Again, call Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, at 937-974-6201. Or you can just go online to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. You'll find the phone number on the website, and you can get in touch with Woody there as well. Well, we're going to step away for just a moment. We've got a story about inflation. We talk about inflation almost every week on this show, how it's really cutting into the buying power of all of our dollars in our bank accounts and what we're able to spend, and affecting how we have to budget each month with things like gas and grocery costs going up. So how long will inflation last? Well, our Matt McClure looked into that question.
How long will inflation last? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Americans and people around the world are struggling through the worst inflation we've seen in four decades. Everything from a gallon of gas to the food you buy at the grocery store is all more expensive these days.
We're also seeing it in all sorts of other everyday services, nail salons, hair salons, you name it. You're seeing difficulties in terms of higher prices.
Tara Sinclair is a professor of economics at George Washington University. She says the inflation situation is a bit of a vicious cycle right now.
Employees are asking for higher raises, and then employers are trying to figure out how to pass those costs on into the goods and services that they're selling.
Ongoing supply chain issues are a huge factor driving inflation. In an ideal world, Sinclair says fixing those issues would be a perfect outcome.
If we could provide all the goods and services that people are demanding at the current prices, then we would be in much better shape and we wouldn't see this competition to buy these goods and services that's really pushing up the prices.
But it doesn't usually work that way. Instead of increasing supply, the way we usually tamp down inflation is on the other side of the equation.
And so instead, it's about slowing the demand for goods and services. And the way that that happens is through the Federal Reserve, our central bank, raising interest rates.
And that means things like car loans, mortgages, home loans, and credit cards get more expensive. It's not the most pleasant way to do it, she says, but that is likely how inflation will cool down in the coming months. The Fed's interest rate hikes have also caused a lot of volatility in the markets, but Sinclair says if you're planning for retirement, it's not all bad news.
It is important to remember that they have seen strong years of growth recently up till now. And so, you know, we're seeing a lot of people that have a lot better financial conditions now than, particularly if we think about people that were trying to retire after the global financial crisis.
And she says many pre-retirees are looking to move assets into safer investments.
And there, these higher interest rates from the Fed are good news. So hopefully they can look forward to that and maybe be able to find a steady annuity that will support them in retirement.
So how will you respond as interest rates go up in an effort to bring inflation back down? That's a key question to consider as you plan for your retirement years. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
So I hope you enjoyed that information, that story from Matt McClure and a professor from George Washington University, kind of helping us answer that question of how long inflation will last. And we know that inflation is here to stay, but we don't know at what levels it is going to be throughout the rest of the year or on into the future. But Woody, the fact remains that, you know, if we're going to live in a world that's going to be progressively more expensive with each passing year, at least a little bit, people need to find a way to protect, but also grow their assets so that they can continue to afford their monthly budgets. So what are some strategies with the few minutes we have left that people can be considering to protect and grow their wealth?
You know, Sam, whether you live in New Hampshire, whether you live in Ohio, Florida, Alabama, California, wherever you live, prices are higher and inflation is no longer just hiding in the shadows. It's reared its ugly head, and we're hoping it's not here forever, at least not 8.5%. But we do not see it falling dramatically right away, unfortunately. So people need to kind of buckle up for a little bit. But we use a couple of strategies. You know, fixed indexed annuity can help you not only beat inflation. If you have money that's non-IRA money, it can grow on a tax-deferred basis, which can help you take advantage of that compounding interest. And that's going to help you do some things like build your own personal pension and some other things that are going to help you take advantage of your tax and be more tax efficient, perhaps, than other accounts. I would be remiss not to mention a structured note. And we've talked a little bit about those in the past on an episode or two, but structured notes, our June structured note was actually issued by Citi. And again, a structured note, those are issued by highly, highly rated and very large financial institutions. They're a part of our overall strategy to help people with creative solutions and use a smart risk strategy. Because in most cases, if you want to grow your money, you can't completely avoid risk, but there are ways to minimize that risk. And that's what we're trying to do by incorporating structured notes that will pay a high coupon rate to our clients monthly, and without locking the money up for a very long time. Typically, they're one-year notes. So, Sam, they are outstanding tools for our clients across the board in helping fight inflation with real dollars being credited to their accounts every month.
You can get in touch with Woody, learn more about structured notes, learn more about tax-free investments, Medicare, Social Security, any of the topics we've been discussing on this episode or in episodes past. Visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com to learn more. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or give them a call, 937-974-6201. And you can find the number on the website as well. And Woody, with about 20 seconds left in today's show, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday and give you the final word.
Thanks, Sam. It's been a great way to start the morning on my birthday. I love helping people. If you have questions, reach out. There's no cost or obligation to talk with me by phone or in person or whatever you want. I want everybody to have a great and happy, safe weekend. And tune in next week for another great show.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other governmental agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange, and the secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit rating or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.